The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You get to take over nationally syndicated airways, talk about whatever you want to talk about. How can you beat that? It is the live Sunday night edition with Brian
and Stephanie
and Mark.
And the number to call in, 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. Or you can reach us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our handle. Accept your contact requests, and you can get right in touch with us, and Skype always sounds fantastic, so please do use that. And tonight, boy, we've been running the gamut of topics, farming, marriage. That's a topic that seems to come up an awful lot on Sunday nights for some reason.
Well, we had unfinished business from last week.
That's right. We had to finish up from last week. But now, why don't we move on to something new, a new topic? Maybe something that happened a little closer to home. Of course, we're based out of New Hampshire. And Stephanie, you had a very interesting story to come out of this state.
Yeah, there's an 82-year-old police commissioner in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, which I think is in the central part of New Hampshire, Lakes region, maybe.
More northern, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anyway, this is just off the top of my head. We can look it up. But anyway, he called Barack Obama an N-word. Actually, he called him an effing N-word, and I have to be careful when I'm reading this story because it has some words that you can't say on the radio in it.
This is kind of interesting, by the way. When you're doing a news piece, it seems like we're not really reporting the news here. The news is not that he called him an N-word, but that he called him the N-word, right? Like, that word, and then an effing N-word. So because of sort of FCC restrictions, Free Talk Live, we personally have sort of the restriction against the N-word. I think you could probably say that on the radio, but the F-word, you can't.
He didn't say that. Never mind, go ahead.
No, you can't say the F word.
No, I was the N word.
Right?
No, I don't think he said nappy, yeah. That's
what
he said.
Or whoever it was on the show.
But it was directed, anyway.
Right.
Forget about Imus.
Michael Kramer, the guy who played Kramer on Seinfeld, said the N word.
Yes,
in
during a skit,
routine,
I believe, yeah.
Well, not a skit, like a
routine, yeah.
Yeah, a comedy routine.
Anyway, so this guy, he's the police commissioner of this town, and somebody, I guess, asked him if he watches the news, and he said no, because whenever I do, I'll have to see that effing N-word, and he was referring to Obama.
So how does he get in this situation to where they're talking to him?
I don't know. I think somebody just overheard it.
What's his occupation?
Oh, well, he's the police commissioner at this time.
He is the police commissioner of Wolfboro, New Hampshire.
Yes. Then he was asked about it, and he said he doesn't deny that he said it, and he has no intention of ever apologizing. He told his colleagues in an email, "I believe I did use the N-word in reference to the current occupant of the White House. For this, I do not apologize. He meets and exceeds my criteria for such."
Now, wait, did he say I used the N-word, or did he say the N-word and said, yes, I said...
No, he said in the email when he was asked about it, "I believe I did use the N-word," and that is his quote directly from the email. So, but yeah, I mean, what are his criteria for being an N-word, you know?
Right. Well, you know, now, okay, this is interesting because it's in New Hampshire. I lived down south for a few years.
Bear in mind, this guy is 82. I don't think being old excuses racism, but he is 82.
No.
I don't think it excuses it, but it can explain it.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be able to get to the origin of these things. But down south, I've heard the logic, and I use that word in quotes, the logic of that there's black people, and then there's N-words.
Yeah. Are there white people and crackers?
Are there
Asian people?
Those same people would say that there's white people and there's white trash, and they would often use that as a scapegoat.
Okay.
And what I've decided for myself is that I'll use the N-word when Bill Cosby and Oprah Winfrey decide to use it. And until then, it's just not right for me. I don't think that it's, you know, it's a painful word. I don't get it. But I would juxtapose this story with the story that I've got from the Gawker here, where some white Georgia teens drop a sign off the side of the school that says, N-word, we made it. Now, this is the shortened hip version of the N-word.
Without the ends with an A.
It ends with an A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the or the ah.
You see how hard the SEC makes this?
No, the SEC isn't doing this one. But they're happy about graduating, and then they use the line from some rap song or another to show their joy. At that point, I think that I don't know what those guys were thinking. This
right.
guy, I've got a reasonably good idea what he's thinking. I don't know why
he's unapologetic about it.
Yeah, I don't know why he chooses. He says that Barack Obama meets his criteria.
Yeah.
And I don't know what his criteria is.
He was clearly showing contempt for Obama, which I think this leads into another point that I wanted to bring up. So this story was posted in our Free Talk Live Amplifiers Facebook group,
mm-hmm.
and there was somebody who commented on it. I think it was Corey, who calls in sometimes from Georgia, who was doing a master's thesis about what gender and country music.
Right.
So I assume he's also kind of knowledgeable about racial issues. And he was saying that basically, you know, there are lots of people who oppose Obama, right, but aren't racist and aren't using racial epithets.
Yeah.
But when somebody like this comes out who opposes Obama and also is using racial epithets and possibly is racist, I think it's an excuse, basically, for people to paint anyone who opposes Obama as a racist. And you definitely saw this a lot in the presidential election, where it was like, if you didn't support Obama, you're racist. And is this going to happen again? Are we going to see Hillary Clinton running for president in 2016?
Right. Everybody who doesn't vote for her is a misogynist.
Exactly.
And at that point, you can call women misogynists, too, because there'll be, 40% of women that don't vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first off, I would say that I don't think the simple fact that this guy used the N-word makes him a racist. I don't know whether he's a racist or not.
Does saying the effing N-word make him racist?
I don't think it necessarily does. It could be somebody who's upset, looking for a way to insult someone, and the only thing that he can come up with is the color of his skin. That doesn't make you a racist. That makes you highly insensitive or whatever. And it swings both ways.
He said he meets and exceeds my criteria for being an N-word. But
whatever that means.
You know, Obama is only half black, technically, right?
Yeah. Oh, well,
if that's his criteria, then he's only...
I don't know. I don't know what his criteria is.
How much black do you have to be to meet his criteria for being an N-word?
Yeah, I mean, this was something that was happening on BET, Black Entertainment Television. There was people saying that he's not really black. You know, there was black people on there saying that.
Mm.
I mean,
wasn't that kind of one of the complaints wasn't that one of the, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson complaints?
Yeah, I think a lot of big names were saying it. We're making this claim. But I'm curious more about, this guy, is there any repercussions other than some bad press?
He's getting a lot of bad press, but, I mean, what are they going to do? He's the police commissioner.
Commissioner at 80. So, I mean, you fire him. The only thing you can do is retire him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know who he, if he has a boss within the state structure.
I don't know how big Wolfboro is, but, I mean, in my town, we don't even have a police, police officer at all.
Right.
So any police officer would be the head police officer. We call them chiefs of police.
There are people urging him to quit. He hasn't resigned or anything yet as far as of this date. But I will tell you, if I was a black person and I lived in Wolfboro, or maybe even if I was anything other than white and lived in Wolfboro, I'd probably feel uncomfortable knowing that the chief law enforcement person harbors certain views about racial minorities.
Right, particularly that position.
Yeah.
In and of itself, as in the people with the guns.
Yeah.
I'd be very curious as to how many white people or black people live in Wolfboro.
Well, probably not that many.
This population of 6,200 people.
Yeah, New Hampshire in general, unfortunately, has a diversity issue, it would seem. If one considers that an issue, some people don't, but I would consider it one.
Yeah.
Well, it has an age issue, too.
The
average population is very old, yeah.
I don't like to make judgments based on people's, solely on people's, race, but
right.
I've got to say that it's one of the things that sort of bothers me about the Free State Project is we picked a place that wasn't at all racially diverse. And, it is what it is. I think that New Hampshire is the best in many other ways.
We've had some black and Hispanic people call in and say, I'm interested in the Free State Project, but is everybody white? I mean, they're curious about that.
Sure. Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Many other ethnicities talk about ethnicity a lot.
Should this guy get fired? Is diversity important to you? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you planning a vacation and trying to make your whole family happy?
I want a hotel with convenient locations and continental breakfast.
It better have internet.
Don't forget, we're on a budget.
America's Best Value Inn has you covered with all this and more at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join the Value Club for instant room discounts, upgrades, and late checkout.
Yes, I can sleep in.
Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and make even your grumpiest teenager happy.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition.
Music I heard
just
music
cut
for
in
a
fast.
Second. Yeah.
It has a little bit of a different music. I don't know if that was Testament or what, but that's metal band.
Oh, gotcha.
Ian and I have a shared taste of devil music. And well, we were just talking about this chief of police, is that the title?
He's the police commissioner. Police I don't commissioner. Know exactly what that means. It might be like the chief of police.
Okay, so the police commissioner in Wilkesboro, New Hampshire, called the president of the United States an effing N.
N-word, yeah.
Evan N-word, yeah. However we can get that out. So we're talking about that. But right now, I'd really much rather hear about how I could get my hands on some Bitcoin.
Well, you go to cashintocoins.com. They make it easy for you. Now, we're looking for a big announcement coming very soon from cashintocoins.com. But you can go there to the website. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, completely legal, inexpensive. Customer service is their top priority. I just did some business this week with cashintocoins.com. They're a very reputable organization. You can trust them with doing business. All you have to do is go send them a money order, check, or wire transfer, and you'll get your Bitcoins in short order. Orders under $40 have no fee at all. That's because they want you to get into Bitcoins. They want you to try it out. They want you to possess some Bitcoins. And once you have them, they know you'll be hooked. Cashintocoins.com.
All right. So this, did they give the name of the commissioner?
Yeah, his name's Robert Copeland.
Okay, so Robert Copeland, 80-some-odd years
82
old?
82
yep. years old.
He's now, still the police commissioner.
And he is still the police commissioner. He has not, there has been no official, any kind of reprimand?
No, people are calling for him to resign, of course, but as far as I can see, he has not. And, you know, we were speculating about the number of black people who live in Wilkesboro, New Hampshire.
Speculate no more.
Mark actually calculated it, right? According to the census.
Yeah, I couldn't quite get the number between 7 or 8, but it's about 7 or 8 people, according to the census.
If I were one of those 7 or 8 people, I would probably
as
feel
black.
Pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, that would be very uncomfortable. Now, I'm also looking at their police website here. It's, WolfboroNH.us pages, WolfboroNH_police. And they've got they have a police commission and a police chief. So I'm not sure exactly what the police commissioner does.
Mm.
But
he commissions the police, of course.
I suppose. There's a gaggle of cops here, and there, I mean, more than 10 on the department, which I find stunning. This town is
a town of 6,000 white people.
Yeah, well, it is white people. And this town of 6,000 people, which is four times the size of my town, which has no police officer, has this many police officers. It's crazy. Now,
well,
I believe
obviously
this,
they can't get rid of them.
I believe this is where they have the Highland Games, which is a little white people convention they do to celebrate their Scottish heritage.
Oh,
you
right.
know? And
yep, Scottish heritage. Yeah.
And they wear the little purple kilts of their they have their own tartan, and that's kind of interesting. But
no black men wearing a tartan, though. No.
I don't know. That would be awesome.
I agree. I would too.
I mean, who can sport a purple tartan like a black guy, right?
Yeah, right.
So I have no idea.
Somebody called Dennis Rodman. I love that guy.
He won't wear anything.
Yeah.
So what's this guy's name?
It's Robert Copeland.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the vice chairman, apparently, of the board committee members of the police commission. So,
man, I bet their website has gotten more hits in the past few days than it has all.
I think this guy's an elected
decade.
Position of people that sort of tell the cops what to do.
Mm.
You know, okay,
set the measure. Or
he's more of a civilian.
I get the impression
for what that word means.
Yeah.
Okay. All the same, it is uncomfortable. And you brought up the point, Mark, about how other young people were able to hang a banner that essentially used the same word and was in celebration, not in, not being derogatory.
Oh, Gawker said this was racist.
Okay.
Going to Gawker.com if you want to hear the article here. Senior pranks or a rite of passage, sure, but let's be real. South Forsyth High School class of 2014 hanging aside from the sign of the school that that reads, and I'm going to read it here just so people get the intonation of the first word. It's important. Mm-hmm. Nigga. We made it, as opposed to the ER, which is much more offensive. It's probably not the best idea. But wait, it gets better. In addition to draping the sign on the side of the school, they also wrote the message in several windows. After the school officials released a statement condemning it, only after images were popped up on various social media websites. And then they have the statement here, and I don't really care what the school has to say. Obviously, it is unacceptable behavior. So we could blame this on one Drake, and we know that much how much the internet loves to blame Drake. And I guess this is the rapper.
Yeah, it's a rapper. Okay, yeah, very famous.
And that's the name of that's a line from his song.
Sure.
But the Toronto rapper, but he's best known for his emo stylings and Wheelchair Jimmy on teen drama Degrassi.
Whatever all that means.
No idea what it means.
We could have just said the N-word or something close.
The claim here is that that's not the cause of this. You know what the cause of this is? Racism. Now, I don't think for a second that what these young men, and they appear to be white, did was racist. I think that this is, they're simply in celebration of the, graduating school. There's a song they like out there.
Do you think it's a little awkward or socially awkward or socially callous?
I do.
Perhaps,
I'll tell you. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I don't know if it's callous or not, but, like, I've been in situations, so I spent 8.5 years in prison. I had lots of black roommates, many of whom I chose to live with because I could choose my roommates in there because I had that kind of pull in that place. And, we would use this term with the right intonation at the end of the word. You can use it as a term of endearment. And I know it's weird, but I don't think that. Absolutely. I've used this term in a way that I wasn't trying to be mean to somebody. It's just being harsh and with your language, and a lot of people attempt. They think it's manly or cool to do that. And
well, that's a good point, Mark, because you were in prison at the time.
Yeah.
And these kids are just getting out of high school,
right?
Too much
different.
High school is in a lot of ways very similar
May
to
as well
a prison.
Be.
And I don't know how many black kids are in their school. I think that if it's an all white school, it's very callous. But I don't. The thing is you're never going to get everybody to say that this is acceptable. What is acceptable, what everybody will say is acceptable, is not using that term.
Mm.
That's why I simply don't use it.
Right. I wonder in their peer group, is this actually totally acceptable? Because some young people I know some young people I know who are like 18 years old, they do say it all the time.
It's and acceptable to some of them and many of them, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've listened to DMX a good chunk of my life. I mean, as long as he's been around.
Does he use that terminology?
All the time.
Yep.
One of his most famous songs is just tossing it out there, like as the chorus. It's the big deal. Now, what am I supposed to do? I love the guy's music.
Yep.
And I can't sing along, right? Right. But I got to admit.
Just make sure your windows are rolled up.
Right.
Yeah, right. I got to admit, I do think, because I think a lot of people feel that racism has come and gone and that it's pretty much wiped out, and especially in our public schools that it's been wiped out. And, I don't think it has, or at least if it has, it's only been in with maybe the past 10 years, because I've only been removed 10 years. And I want to tell a little bit of a story about that when we get back from the break.
Just something to throw out there real quick. Have you guys ever seen this blog Stuff White People Like? It's so funny.
No, but I will look down.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Posting that on the Facebook.
Yeah. All right. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The live Sunday night edition where you literally and we literally will talk about anything. Some of the craziest stories I've ever heard. Maybe not so crazy, unfortunately, I guess. But you can call in 855-450-3733. The phones are getting loaded up now. Or you can Skype us, LRN.FM, of course. And the phone lines are the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. Boy, if you didn't hear me earlier, there's a great reason to get your hands on ProXPN. But another good thing to get your hands on is coffee.
That's right. You can go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. That is premium coffee, BuzzBox coffee.
The real stuff.
Indeed. It's shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is delicious coffee. But BuzzBox, what they do differently than other high-end coffee companies is they allow partners like us to turn our profits into microloans for people around the world who need it. So you can get your coffee, and every 10 people that do get their coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com, you go get a free pound, you sign up for a subscription, you can cancel that subscription at any time. On that free pound, you pay the shipping. But if you do keep getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, for every 10 people that do, we're able to give a microloan to somebody around the world, and they and their families' lives are changed forever with that hand up instead of that hand out. And to me, that's really how when it should be done. So go get your free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Fantastic. I did have a story I wanted to share about perhaps modern racism, especially in school and beyond, really. Not just modern, but also older racism in this country in particular. But your phone calls come first, and we've got a few to get to. So let's go to James. James, you are on the air. What would you like to talk about?
Well, your job in the media is not to tell a narrative, Mark, but to first tell the truth, then give your...
I'm a commentator. It's my job to comment.
I said the first thing to do is to tell the truth.
Okay, I believe that telling the truth is a good thing.
When you
yes.
say that you have believe in principles of liberty and allowing yep. callers to talk about what they want to talk about, which is what I do all the time. And
you get, man, you've had hours, no, you've had hours on this show.
Let me speak.
You're speaking.
Without getting interrupted because.
Well, now you're setting the terms.
Stephanie, setting the terms, I'm trying to speak to you. Stephanie, when I don't like what I hear on Free Talk Radio, I call.
Free Talk Live. We're trying to build a brand here. Work with me.
Stephanie, I want you to think a second time. That's what I'm challenging you to do, and not to think that you speak from authority all the time, which you literally do. But, for instance, because when somebody dumps my call and they pose a question to me...
Okay, no, I'd like for you to talk about something right now, not the past, Witter, I'm going to drop you.
There you go again.
Yep, there I go. You're dropped. Oh, gee whiz, that's a shame. Anyway, I mean, you know, he's made some decent calls recently, but... I've got a lot of other callers to get to, so let's go to Brett in the South. Brett, you're on the air. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I listen to your program periodically, and I'm sometimes perplexed about what Free Talk is about or your Free Talk show. Some interesting things in relation to the old cop there. I think it's time for him to retire, but I don't like to see anybody forced out for an opinion, honestly, because it's about freedom. But you guys seem to think that, you know, he deserves to, I don't know what, lose his job. Yeah, I mean, it's time for him to
I haven't made that claim. I think that it's got to be pretty uncomfortable for those 7 or 8 black people that live in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, though, don't you think?
Not especially. Well, here, look, can I tell you just a little quick background on myself?
All right.
I'm South, even though you might not recognize the accent. But the thing is, I was born in a town that was always black people. I had babysitters that were black. In junior high, they integrated. I played football with black people. Love all those people to this day. Never called anybody that. Maybe when I was a kid, 8, 9 or something, call another white kid that if they started using words like that. Maybe I don't even have a clear recollection of that. Just wasn't a thought for me back then, even though I'm from the South and I knew it existed. And I heard, later in life people say that. But now here's the thing. You guys are like using this N-word thing. Like I say, I've never used that for anybody, I guess, at least in my adult life. But you guys are going N-word rather than saying, that guy just called them niggers. You know, that's no good. You see what I mean? That makes that word the same thing that nigger.
You're saying it gives it power. You're saying it gives the word power by choosing not to use it.
Well, I had a project that I haven't started yet, which was to prove that by going out and calling people dirty N-words. You see what I mean? You dirty N-word. Why, you low, filthy, uneducated N-word. Whatever. You see that just makes a new curse word. And then what are we calling what?
I don't think N-word makes a new curse word. I think that it shows a certain, to me, what it does is it shows a certain carefulness around a particularly, a particularly radioactive word, to use it figuratively.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable saying it. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to talk about it without saying it.
I've said it plenty, and I've chosen not to say it any longer.
Why don't we use a WT word or, the C word? You know, see what I mean? That doesn't make you uncomfortable because you're white and you're...
Oh, cracker bothers me too. I think it's just, like, this is indicative of people that are making decisions based on some the tint of someone's skin. And I think that those are really poor reasons to make that decision. I think that anybody who voted for Barack Obama because of the color of his skin is shallow and should never vote again. They should self-select out of the process. Because I don't think that the color of your skin is important.
Well, we agree on all that. The only problem is that the system now is self-selecting people who really shouldn't vote to vote.
Those are the ones that vote.
What?
Those are the ones that vote.
Those are the ones that vote. I don't vote because it's a farce. I don't live under that government anyway.
I hear you.
Yeah, cheers.
I don't contribute. I don't live there. I try to live freely. And I live with people. And I don't really... I've got nephews that are obviously half black, or not really because I'm not white. You know, they're half black, I guess, but God only knows what mixes we all are because I'm just about as much Indian as I'm white. So none of that matters to me, but what matters is freedom. Again, with this other thing,
I'm with you.
I
don't disagree with you on any of that. We're splitting hairs on this one.
Yeah, Brett, thank you very much for the call and your thoughts.
I've just chosen, look, I'm on the radio, and I don't get to explain to people what I mean. If you're looking them in the face and you use a term, you know, you're portraying a great deal more in person than you are on the radio. I have had to make decisions, and I've chosen not to use that terminology because I think that it could be potentially hurtful. I think the Virginia battle flag, the second Virginia battle flag, the Confederate flag, is the most beautiful of flags. But I would never, and I'm from the South, but I'd never put that thing on my car because I would not want people to feel like, oh, he doesn't like me because of this reason or that reason.
You know, we saw a car with a Confederate flag in Keene a couple weeks ago. Uh-huh. You remember that, Brian?
Yes.
We were driving to the studio and we saw one.
Yeah, it's a tough, boy is it tough.
It's not easy.
No, yeah, to talk about because...
Well, we didn't say, do you guys think that the police, Robert... The police commissioner should lose his job or should be forced out. We never said what we thought about that. I don't really.
The guy's voted. The guy's in an elected position, and he's coming around. He's going to be 85 when his next. I think it's 2017 when he comes up, and that's at that point, a community's got to make a decision, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, I think as someone, if you have a public position like that, to not have a full, to not really have empathy for perhaps a part of your population, I think could be a problematic issue.
I hope that the one black paramedic in town is the one that shows up when this gentleman has, meets his soon and inevitable demise. I hope that that's the guy on the scene and does his best to save him, and I hope he does save him.
Your thoughts? Should he lose his job? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show, the remaining moments. And if we don't, the lines are getting loaded here. If we don't get to your call, please do call tomorrow night. Always a great lineup of hosts with lots to say.
And by the way, you can call in at 7 before we ever go on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
And set the stage for the show. That's fine, too.
Absolutely.
It's always interesting, the last half hour of the show. That's when people make their calls, and that's fine.
Right. So, of course, tonight it is Brian with you.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And, I want to implore you, if you like what Free Talk Live is doing, please go to shop.freetalklive.com. And there's an Amazon link there. It'll work for wherever you are. I think there's even a Newegg link there. There's ways that you, getting the same great deals you get online all the time, can just get a little cut of it to Free Talk Live, and that really, really helps out the show. So I do implore you, please, if you appreciate what Free Talk Live does for liberty, because, let's face it, I think this is the biggest liberty voice out there. Consistent liberty voice, maybe. I should say.
Arguably, certainly, yeah. Reaching new people.
Yeah, maybe Ron Paul's bigger, sure. So, but shop.freetalklive.com, and again, that we appreciate it, and that really helps the show out. Let's go ahead, let's go to Skype. And we have Nathan on the line, if I get Skype to work properly. Nathan, are you with us? There we go. Nathan, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
Good. See, I just tried to handle two calls at once, and this is what happens. Go ahead, Nathan. You wanted to talk about marriage?
Oh, yeah, real quick. I wanted to comment on the use of the N-word, too. It's
okay.
In the Harry Potter books, there was a whole spiel with that where they couldn't say the name of the antagonist, and they decided, well, that's stupid. We're just going to use his name.
Voldemort! There I said it!
And in the end, it turned out there was actually a good reason not to say it, so it kind of backpedaled a little bit. But I do think of that whenever people talk about this. Well, can I use this word? Can I not use this word? I mean, just investing so much emotion into one word doesn't really make much sense to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's interesting. I'm happy to talk about sort of the trepidation that I feel around using the term. Like, why have I chosen not to do it? The question is my trepidation borne out? You know,
right.
It's not just me. I can make whatever decision I choose to make, but there's the decision of every listener, too.
Right. And it becomes, you know, this is something else that I bring up. It becomes a pretty unfortunate thing is that I was actually friends with some Jains. That's J-A-I-N, okay? And their symbol for peace is a swastika.
Yeah.
I'm a Jew, you know, and I mean, and how did I deal with that? And I mean, I pretty much just accepted it. I'm not saying that's the tact everybody has to take.
Isn't the swastika backwards, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different, but you know, I mean, the average person isn't.
Swastika is S and S. The Jains is a Z and a Z.
Yeah, with the Jains, it's straight up and down. Okay, there's no curve.
Okay.
So, but all the same, that's, you know, that could definitely be seen as incredibly insensitive. Like, I mean, if there's a Jain character on television right now in some, you know, in some sitcom or something, how would people react to that? I wonder. Nathan, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Today I learned about recognizing Nazi imagery from Mark Edge, and my question was actually to Mark. You mentioned how marriage is only for people who are going to have children, and I've heard you make this claim a lot, but I never really heard you spell out the reasons exactly why.
I just think it seems to me to be the most practical reason why one would get married. You don't have to get married. Go ahead.
Well, like, for example, if you don't get married, if you do get married without children, then there's a bunch of legal problems when you separate.
Indeed.
Would that be a reason?
It's a lot like dating. If you, dating for a long time if you're married without children. People can do what they want. I'm not here to diminish or belittle anybody's relationship. Just for me, this is the way it is, and this is what makes sense to me. I'm willing to be open-minded to another, you know, side of the story, but that's what I hear.
So I guess concretely, what benefit are you getting from being married that you wouldn't have with your kid?
The names are all the same. It's convenient, right? I mean, you know, it's a sort of social momentum out there that, mom's name's different than my son's name. And, you know, like when they're signing up for soccer, and Mrs. Edgington? No, that's not my last name. So, yeah, I mean, that's one of the benefits.
You know, we were talking to somebody recently who was married. He's a guy who was married to a woman, and I think they have four kids together, and they recently, they're still together in a relationship, but they decided to get legally divorced because...
Unmarried.
Yes, they call it unmarried, like unschooling, which I think is clever.
Yeah.
And he said that they saved like thousands of dollars on their taxes by being divorced.
Yeah, my wife looked into this, and we were doing better being married. And it just really depends on your personal situation.
Case by case. Yeah, it seems as usual.
Believe me, I would have used that as an instance. I don't love the idea that I'm state married. The reason we did it back when we did it was because my wife was working for the state of Florida, and I needed an operation. So
sure.
We did it for the insurance.
Now, you know, Nathan, I have a question for you. You call in often. I think you're a pretty intelligent guy. I've heard this case that marriage or the family, as we know it, the nuclear family, meaning, you know, mom, dad, and kids, that this is some kind of, it's an evolutionary, like, that this is an evolutionary trait, that this is, we evolved, that this is the most efficient way for humans to exist. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Nathan,
nope. I think we lost Nathan. Lost Nathan.
I have some thoughts on it.
All right.
I'm a talk show host, I guess
Skype
I should
is being,
jump right
we
in.
Lost another caller on Skype earlier, too. It's being a real
I don't know if evolutionarily that's the case, but we no longer live in little tribes of, hairy 4.5 foot tall primates. And now we have a different society, and I think that this society is best, fitted actually for people that live you know, a couple, a nuclear family that lives very close to grandparents.
Right.
Because this way we can sort of trade off many of the responsibilities, and the kids grow up in, you know, and when I say close, they can live in the same house. That'd be fine by me. You know, a large house with, you know, grandparents, parents, and children. And I think that this is a better way of doing things because it gives everybody more of a break.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is the best system today. But, hey, that's just me.
Yeah, I need to listen to the case a little bit more because what I've heard so far, I can't believe that that's what everybody's running off of as far as, you know, the evolutionary case for the family. I've certainly heard, you know, I mean, there's the religious case for it, and I understand that one. Okay, if you accept that, then that's how that is.
It doesn't make much sense considering that the Bible's full of multiple marriages, but okay.
Sure, right. And obviously some religions would still hold on to that. But yeah, it really does make me wonder. I'm trying to just think in my own head, like, it makes sense when we talk about, well, you know, maybe modern shoes aren't so good and we should be wearing, you know, shoes that accentuate our toes because that's how it's supposed to be. It's like, okay, sure, we were barefoot for a million or, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of years of our evolution. Sure, that makes perfect sense. And I'm trying to think of that case where, you know, that suddenly, you know, having such a closed-knit system like the family is an evolutionary, like, advantage. It's not gelling with me. But we've got a call on the line. Let's go to Nick in Iowa. Nick, are you with us?
Hey, yeah, I'm with you guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. What would you like to talk about, Nick?
Talk about the marriage as far as, you know, when you guys talk about family unity. And for modern times, it's, like you said, we don't live in little tribes no more, and it's not as it should be. But I feel like it's still, the fundamentals still need to be there. Like, for example, important role models to help development for your family. Like, you guys got kids, you know, for example, a gay couple, like, make sure they still have the same fundamentals as you need to raise any other child.
So you're saying the relationships can be different. They don't have to be the, like, the stock, the standard, the conventional idea of relationship as he has, but there needs to be still those, like you said, the fundamentals. Like, you're talking about that the kids should have strong role models, perhaps, to look up to. Is that what you're getting at?
Exactly. Because if you stay the same fundamentals, it's hard to make change. And without change, you can't really progress in life. So I'm not saying be a radical and do something abnormal or unethical, but just, you know, keep the fundamentals there. You know, good family, morals, religion, very important. You know,
why do you need religion?
You don't need religion, but religion has a lot of principles and values, which is what we base our society off of, but what is acceptable and what is not. And religion, for a lot of people, does teach that.
Yeah, I have some disagreements with what religion deems to be acceptable.
Thank you for your thoughts tonight, Nick. Thank you very much. And I mean,
oh, we're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time. So, but of course, you have thoughts on this. Talk about it any night.
I like the idea of teaching morality for morality's sake, whether you teach your kids religion or not.
Good without God, right?
Well, I mean, with or without God, being good is good for goodness' sake.
Even rats have empathy. That's what I always say. So, freetalklive.com. In the meantime, we'll see you in 21 short hours.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems.
taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.